An interesting case, I think. Very interesting. It's a case that involves an issue that is very near and dear to all of us family law attorneys statewide, but it's an issue that's I can't find any case law on. So,
is it really near and dear to you?
Well, I think it is because it's one that, yes, it is. It is. It's one that I believe counsel and I have both researched thoroughly. We can't find any cases on. Every divorce decree that I've seen over the last 20-plus years includes a provision that both parties are responsible for half of any unreimbursed medical expenses incurred on behalf of their kids. And then included in that paragraph is the word orthodontia, along with eyeglasses and some other things that are typically not covered by health insurance. And like most divorce decrees, there's always typically a provision that allows both parents, while the children are in their possession, to not only the duty to provide basic health and dental care, but the right to consent to dental and medical care that does not involve an invasive procedure. So what we have in this particular case, and to back up, the reason I think this is interesting, Your Honor, and near and dear to my heart, is because I've talked with other attorneys and other judges from other counties about this very situation. It's come up a couple of times in my practice. We have some judges in Texas, trial court judges, who believe that it's their opinion that for a child to get a shot would be an invasive procedure. There are other judges who believe, no, that's a flu shot is a flu shot. There's some judges who believe that going to the dentist and having a teeth cleaning, that's not invasive. Other judges who say, no, if there's a sharp instrument that goes into the oral cavity of a child that may cause bleeding, that might be construed as an invasive procedure.
So a tattoo would be an invasive.
Tattoo, maybe, right.
A piercing.
Perhaps. And so what I'm here to argue before the court today, and what I was going to argue, and what we did argue at the trial court was, in this particular case, if there was an invasive procedure not involving an emergency, both parties had to get permission from the other party to trigger this reimbursement clause. They had the joint right to make decisions involving invasive procedures that didn't involve an emergency. So as a shield, the respondent, Ms. Cedeno in this particular case, it's a shield to our motion to enforce and make her pay for half of the orthodontia expenses. She's holding up as a shield, it was an invasive procedure. And you didn't get my permission ahead of time. So therefore, I'm not obligated to pay for half of that. So, the confusion is, can something be a procedure and can something be invasive without being an invasive procedure? The phrase, and I submit to the court that that's exactly what we have here, and that's exactly why there's some confusion and differences of opinion on the trial court level.
It can be a procedure and it can be invasive, but not an invasive procedure.
For example, the procedure to test for strep, to stick a cotton swab in a child's throat all the way back here, to put an instrument in a child's throat to do that test, is that invasive? Sure. Is it a procedure? Is it a procedure? Yes. But is it an invasive procedure? And I submit no. Because that term, under the Texas Government Code, when we're trying to determine the meaning of a word or a phrase, we use the common usage, unless that term has been given a specific technical meaning by the legislature or otherwise. And under the Texas Health and Safety Code, the term invasive procedure is actually defined. It's defined as... the surgical entry into the tissues of a body or repair of major traumatic injuries associated with five items that follow. This is a term that's been defined by the Texas legislature. Furthermore, the term invasive procedure, that phrase, has been adopted verbatim by the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners. examiners in their rules and regulations at Rule 108.23, and I've set that out in my brief. The phrase invasive procedure has a technical meaning. So now we have to look at, does orthodontia, given this technical meaning, does orthodontia include a surgical entry into tissues, cavities, or organs? No. Does it involve the repair of a major traumatic injury? No. It can't be. Moving forward, when we tried the case, Your Honor, the trial court, we believe, abused its discretion and imparted its own definition of invasive procedure without regard to what the Texas Health and Safety Code has defined as an invasive procedure, without regard to the special meaning given that phrase by the Texas State Board of Dental Examiners. The trial court substituted its own interpretation of that term, and we believe that was an abuse of discretion for the trial court to do that.
There was a tooth pulled?
There was a tooth pulled in 2006. The brace, that's the evidence.
In order to prepare for the braces.
A year prior.
And there were injections?
There's no evidence of that, but I would assume that there were when the tooth was pulled. I think that's a safe assumption, Your Honor.
Could the tooth pulling be invasive, but the braces not?
It could be. It could be, Your Honor. That's a very good point. To hold up this shield of invasive procedure, there needs to be some evidence in the record, and there's not, I would submit to the court. There's no evidence at all in this record that the tooth being pulled was invasive. There was no testimony that that was invasive. There was no testimony that it involved the surgical entry into tissues or cavities. It probably did. I won't argue that very hard and fast because we've all had a tooth pulled. Most of us have. I'd probably agree that that was invasive. But without some evidence or testimony, something to support the court's finding that the pulling of a tooth was an invasive procedure and therefore the orthodontic treatment for both girls, not just one, for both of them, was an invasive procedure for both children. When that started a year later, the tooth pulled in January of 06, the orthodontia in February of 07. I would submit that that was an abuse of the trial court's decision.
But what we've got here is,
yes,
a father who wants braces, a mother who doesn't want braces, and the father's determined to get the braces on those kids, and the father tells the mother, I want braces on those kids. Mother says no. Father waits till he gets them and runs out and puts braces on the kids. That's what we've got, right?
Not in this particular case. Father just didn't ask. He took them to
I thought he explained to the mother why they had to have the braces. That's how I read. He explained to the mother why they had to have the braces. She didn't agree. She went to a different orthodontist, got a different opinion. That other orthodontist said, these are baby teeth. You don't put braces on baby teeth. But he was determined he was going to do it, and he did it. That's what I read in the briefs.
His orthodontist said, it's time. Do it.
9 years old. Okay.
One of the girls.
The other was 10.
That's right.
But we're not addressing the issue of whether it was reasonable or necessary at this point. We're just addressing the definition.
At the trial court level, the court literally stopped and said, this is my position, manipulation of teeth, it's orthodontia. I think that's an invasive procedure. And the record reflects that he invited counsel not to submit letter briefs on that one point. So that the case really turns on, is orthodontia an invasive procedure? And I submit to the court that it's not.
Okay, so yes. Disagreements over cosmetic things.
Yes.
Being done to children's mouths is something that the courts are faced with now will continue to be faced with in the future. I think that's what you told me, dear to your heart. You see it all the time.
I do.
So it has to do with putting caps on teeth. It has to do with putting crowns on teeth. It has to do with braces. It has to do with tooth whitening. It has to do with all kinds of things that aren't emergencies, aren't necessary, are cosmetic, unless the child is so bad the child can't chew food.
Exactly, or unless the child's in an accident. I guess there, I can think of some examples where, you know, somebody would need
orthodontics. So we're talking about, are the orders sufficient to cover disagreements between parents over cosmetic procedures inside a mouth? Right?
That's part of it. And our position is that since the decree itself specifically talks about paying for one half of orthodontia, and there's no mention in that provision, it's one half of unreimbursed medical expenses, including glasses, eyeglasses. When it specifically mentions the word orthodontics, without any exception, without saying subject to the agreement of the other party, that broad language should be interpreted as saying if cosmetic treatments are anticipated, everybody anticipates it's not going to be paid by insurance, and both sides agree to pay half of it.
Okay, but you've also got the limitation of reasonable and necessary.
That's true, and that point wasn't brought up at the trial court. No one argued that these braces were not reasonable and necessary, and that in the court, the trial court made no finding that the orthodontics
weren't
not
necessary.
Reasonable or not necessary. The trial court only found that it was an invasive procedure that would require Ms. Cedeno's prior approval to trigger her obligation to pay for half. So we would respectfully request the court to reverse and remand and instruct the trial court to use the definition of invasive procedure as defined in the Texas Health and Safety Code and as that term has been adopted by the Texas Board of Dental Examiners.
Okay. Why did the child have to go to an oral surgeon to have the tooth removed instead of just having it done by the dentist? Was it cut out? What's the deal?
Your Honor, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know why.
I mean,
I would assume.
It sounds like surgery, oral surgeon.
I agree. I agree. That part does. But then again, I think the burden shifts if the defense is going to be it's an invasive procedure and we're not liable for half of it because you didn't get our permission ahead of time since it was an emergency. The burden shifted then to the person who wants to assert that defense, Ms. Dino in this case, to prove that point, not for us to prove that it wasn't my client's burden to prove otherwise. It was her burden to prove her defense. Thank you for your time. Anything else?
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
May it please the court. My name is Sharla Moore. I represent Kim Cedeno, the appellee in this case. This is my first time to argue before the appellate court, so if I'm nervous, forgive me. I would first like to point out that the issue in this case is, as stated in the transcript by Judge Catterton in several different portions, the issue is, was there an invasive procedure that required the agreement of both parties? I think that it's very clear that that is exactly what was tried to the court. That is what was presented. The divorce decree, which is completely clear, requires both parties to agree for any invasive procedure. An invasive procedure is not defined by the Texas Family Code. the case law, the only place that Mr. Williamson and I agree probably is that there is no absolute case law on this. At the trial, Mr. Williamson presented the Texas Health and Safety Code definition. And that definition was, although Judge Catterton in his ruling said, I don't know that it is necessarily applicable, if I use it as the plaintiff has requested, then I find that it is an invasive procedure. What the issue comes down to is, can one parent unilaterally require whatever they want in the way of cosmetic surgery or dental surgery or anything else without the other parent's consent, and then require that that parent who did not agree is obligated to pay? There are plenty of cases that do address the issue of, if I have insurance supplied by one parent, I don't avail myself of that insurance, it is a non-emergency situation, then I become responsible for 100% of those costs. In this case, just to correct if there is a misperception about what the situation was, we had young children. We had parents who did not agree about when to do braces. Dad lived in Carrollton, Mom and the children lived in Arlington. Dad decided to use an orthodontist in Plano. Clearly not particularly reasonable as far as transportation, scheduling, and all of that. What Judge Catterton wanted was an explanation of invasive. Invasive is an oral surgical entry into the skin under the appellant's definition from the Texas Health and Safety Code. From Webster's, it is common usage, an invasion, an incision, an insertion or injection of some foreign material into the body. I respectfully disagree with the idea that swabbing a child's mouth is akin or analogous to the insertion of metal braces that stay in a child's mouth and change the formation of their tooth structure. The testimony in this case presented that the youngest child's teeth, when the braces were first applied, had 20 baby teeth. Some of the baby teeth were broken because of this. There was a specific objection by my client, Kim Cedeno, to the application of the braces at that time. It was not a question of Mom didn't want to pay at all for braces. It was that Mom, according to the decree and under the provisions of the decree, had a right to be involved in that decision. As Mr. Williamson has said, these issues come up a lot in family law. And all the time, if you don't agree, you go back to the court. You don't make a unilateral decision that obligates someone else for what you want when they don't agree to it. If, as a matter of law, the judge had abused his discretion, there would be something that said that somewhere. He didn't abuse his discretion. He looked at the facts of this case. He didn't make an overall general rule that every time orthodontia is done, it is necessarily invasive. But in the transcript, I would refer to Judge Catterton's saying several times, this is a part of the scheme of the orthodontia involved. The orthodontia in this case was invasive. It was invasive enough that before either parent had the right to make that determination, they had to have the agreement of the other party, or they needed to seek the approval of the court to go forward with it. Clearly, whether you apply the Texas Health and Safety Code or common usage, for construction, an invasive procedure was present in this case.
Let me ask you this. If you have, just imagine it's a non-emergency, broken bone that is manipulated from outside the skin to set it. So you're working outside the skin to move something under the skin. Is that invasive or is it not invasive?
I'm not sure that I really understand the idea of a non-emergency broken bone. I've only had a couple, and they both appeared to me to be terribly emergency at the time. I understand, I think, what you're getting at. Would it be, does it require necessarily entry into the body?
Right.
I don't think so. I think in my brief, I have cited Caballero. The whole idea is, we don't have a family code definition for an invasive procedure. But I would submit to this court that if I take a 10-year-old little girl for a gynecological examination, although there may be no incision, that is certainly an invasive procedure. Is setting a bone by manipulation invasive? I don't know that I would say it was invasive, but I would probably also say that it was emergency, so then it wouldn't come into play.
Well, there are times when you don't realize a bone's broken.
Yes, that's true.
So you don't call an ambulance and rush them to the hospital.
Right.
You say, there's just something not right here, and the doctor says, you know, I think it's broken. Well, that's...
My position on the invasive nature is, unfortunately, when we have divorces, parents, under the family code, are given certain rights, duties, and obligations. They have certain rights that they have because they are a parent. They have another set of rights that they have when they have physical possession of a child. And then under the family code, we have specific rights, duties, and obligations that are meted out between the parents. And in this decree, the right to make non-emergency invasive procedure decisions required the agreement of both parties. That was the finding of the court based on the testimony. As a matter of fact, it was stipulated that the removal of the tooth was an invasive procedure on page 26 of the transcript, line 11 through 14, where Judge Catterton was asking about the removal of the tooth. Mr. Williamson admitted on the record that it was, in fact, the removal of a tooth, an invasive procedure.
Why was it an oral surgeon instead of a dentist?
Your Honor, we were not involved, my client and I were not involved in the procedures at all. Only in responding back and forth to Mr. Brennan's demands that the procedures go forward. My client took the children, both, to a different orthodontist here in Tarrant County who said, it's not time yet, don't do it yet. That was my client's position from the very beginning.
And 20 baby teeth were broken?
The testimony, I believe, was two baby teeth were broken. Because of the timing of the orthodontal treatment.
But you don't know why it was an oral surgeon?
I don't. There was no testimony other than he took the child from a dentist to an oral surgeon to have the tooth removed in preparation for application of the braces.
I have a question. If we found that it was not an invasive procedure to put on braces, that wouldn't solve the issue, right? Because your client still, under the decree, is only required to pay for reasonable medical expenses, correct?
Reasonable and necessary.
Reasonable and necessary. Actually, there is a provision in almost all decrees, that, and I believe it's in this one, I'd have to look it up.
I'm looking at paragraph 13 on page 19 of the decree. No, that's great. Paragraph 13 at the bottom of page 19 of the final decree of divorce. Reasonableness of charges.
Shall be presented.
There may be another provision, too, but that's the one that I'm looking at right now.
All right, this is the one I was talking about, the reasonableness of charges. It is presumed that they are reasonable. The question is, again, we go to other sections where, yes, we have a presumption of reasonable, but we also, and we are required to pay for our children's health care, but we are also required to use the insurance. I think that there are several escape valves written into decrees today for exactly these situations where I decide that I'm not going to use the dental insurance. I don't like the dental insurance, so I go to someone who is outside my dental coverage. Then it becomes my responsibility to pay 100%, not that I can go and use someone else and force the other party to share. It is, I think the way I learned it in law school was that it's a check and balance. If you're going to expend money that's coming out of somebody else's pocket, you better be ready to expend the same amount out of your pocket. But if you do it wrongfully, even under a decree that says you both share, then you carry 100% of the burden. The appellee would respectfully request that you deny the appeal and award a judgment in favor of appellee. Thank you.
Briefly?
Yes, please.
Your Honors, invasive for one tooth, the surgical removal of one tooth by an oral surgeon does not equate under any standard, does not equate to an invasive procedure for a child separate and apart from that first child, period. There's no way to say that because one child had one tooth removed a year prior to her braces being put on, that the other child's orthodontia was an invasive procedure as well. If two baby teeth were broken, that in and of itself does not make the procedure braces an invasive procedure. My client had the right under the terms of the March 20th, 2002 divorce decree to consent for the children to medical and, quote, dental care not involving an invasive procedure, end quote. That's what he did. If mom had a complaint about the reasonableness or the necessity of those braces, she could have brought that before the trial court. She didn't. So the case turned on, was the orthodontia an invasive procedure? And I would submit to the court that the removal of one tooth from one child a year prior was. The orthodontia, the braces performed by a separate doctor, was not. There was no evidence before the trial court to support that ruling, and it was error for the court to do that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Your case is submitted. We appreciate your arguments. It's been very helpful.